The Airdrie Public Library, APL, has announced the start of its capital campaign plan to raise $1.5 million to help purchase 80,000 new items for the city's much-anticipated library and multi-use facility, which is set to open in 2025 at the site of the demolished former fire hall on Main Street. During the regular meeting of City Council on Deck 5, both Daniel Nels, chair of the Airdrie Library Board, and Catherine Buchanan, vice chair of the Library Board, provided council with information regarding the campaign. According to Nels, the presentation was aimed at providing council members with a brief overview of APL's capital campaign launching with the incoming arrival of the new mixed-use community space and library facility. "This is a very exciting initiative and I think it will hold immense benefit for the Airdrie community," Nels said during the presentation. He added the goal of the campaign is to double the library's current collection from 80,000 items to 160,000 items, estimated to cost $1.5 million. "We want to be able to fill all the available space in the new facility with a collection that would be suitable for that space," he said. "This is an ambitious goal, but with the support of council and the Airdrie community, we are confident we're going to be able to do that." Buchanan said the campaign will operate with five basic fundraising principles in mind, including community ownership, engagement of existing donors and recruitment of new donors, and to operate the campaign ethically and within the legal framework. Additionally, Buchanan said the fundraising team hopes to raise at least 60% of the $1.5 million, $900,000, before publicly launching the campaign. "When we do make the big media splash with balloons and fireworks, we'll be able to show the progress already made and rally our community to help us get to the finish line," she said during the meeting. "Getting to that 60% goal will take the concerted effort of both our ambassadors and the Library Capital Campaign Committee." She added the committee will follow a donor-centric approach when soliciting donations, and donors will be recognized with naming rights to the library's collection based on the size of their donation. "This principle feeds back into the community ownership principle that many committed and engaged people are supporting a long-awaited and exciting new project," Buchanan said. Additionally, the APL Capital Campaign Committee will oversee the fundraising effort while reporting regularly to the Library Board, consultants, and community members who will take on different leadership roles as the campaign progresses. Fundraising efforts will include funds and foundations, corporate and individual donors, partner organizations, and generosity from community members. According to Nels, each of the 80,000 items looking to be added to the library's collection equates to about $20 for each item, making donating to the new library accessible to all. "Giving is something that literally everyone can do. Everybody has an opportunity to participate and be part of that and actually see their donation represented in our collection," he said. Nels added there will be various fundraising events hosted in the coming years to help bring in revenue and activate sponsors and donors. "Everything will be considered, everything counts," he said. Buchanan added items purchased for the library's collection are vast, but include books, e-books, graphic novels, video games, tech loans, robotics kits, streaming video, audiobooks, periodicals, percussion instruments, and more. There will also be grab-and-go bags that the librarians put together for kids and themed backpacks including educational toys. She said there will also be a plethora of free information available to library members via an extensive catalog of online resources. "This is something we're really excited to be a part of, despite the fact that it's going to mean hard work, but who's ever been afraid of that?" she said with a smile. "As we know, we'll be leaving a lasting impact for generations to come. That is definitely our hope and being part of this landmark building that is going to go forward."